Welcome back to the show. And preparing for the future of agriculture through involvement in 4-H and FFA,
young members are now prepared to take over the 58,000 annual job openings for college grads with expertise in agriculture. Well, joining us now is University of Tennessee Ag Education major Kinsey Bastion. Kinsey, thanks for taking the time to sit down with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us, what first inspired you to pursue a degree in ag education?
Yeah, so what inspired me is I was a Tennessee FFA state officer my sophomore year of college, and coming into college, I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do. I thought I would do archaeology, but being a state officer, I got an opportunity to travel across the state, and through that, I realized my passion was students, and so through that, I looked at my ag advisor, and I knew that I wanted to pursue that path of helping students.
So what are you doing to prepare for this career field?
Yeah, so within agriculture education at the University of Tennessee, there's a plethora of opportunities and classes you have to take, from soil science, plant science, animal science. But one thing I do, I'm currently in a class where we have to prepare lesson plans and give it within the classroom. And so I'm really excited creating those lesson plans that I can use for my future students.
So what kind of opportunities have you already had where you can help maybe educate some of the young folks?
Yeah, educating young folks. I think my biggest one was during my state officer year that I got to travel across the state. So manage college life. So 2 days a week, I would go to classes, and then Monday, Wednesday, Friday, travel the state and give leadership workshops. But also, we have observation classes at the University of Tennessee where I actually get to go in a classroom.
Now, I also understand you've already had the chance to travel international.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about that, and what did that experience mean to you?
Yeah. So there are actually two experiences. One was international leadership seminar for state officers. We got an opportunity to go to South Africa. So we started in Pretoria and went to Cape Town, and we got to see just the agribusinesses, the farms, speak with them and look at the culture internationally. Mm-hmm. And then I also got to study abroad at the University of Tennessee, and we got to go to Guatemala. And there we established a tilapia farm for a clinic. And so we got to help them and give them some advice and just like guide them of the resources we had on campus.
You certainly seem to have a passion for this. How are you trying to share that passion with the next generation and get them involved?
Yeah, I think just making it relatable, like connect it in our daily lives. I try to pursue it every single day. That's one thing I try to just like pursue my passions, my value with everything I do. So that's just from leadership and campus involvement, but just educating others on just agriculture, and but also sticking up when those misconceptions come up and just sharing my voice.
Well, I'm sure you remember your time in high school where you probably were kind of wishy-washy trying to figure out where you wanted to go. What are your thoughts? What are your ideas for young folks who may be in that position now?
I think high school is a great opportunity, especially through organizations such as 4-H and FFA, that you get to see so many career paths, from public speaking events, job interviews. I met so many people from Farm Credit, Farm Bureaus, and just networking. You have that opportunity. And just try everything. I've tried nursery landscaping to floriculture to forestry, thought about being a forestry major. And so just figure out what you love to do and really try, just pursue that passion. And yeah, just you have so many people around you that can help and guide you.
Never hurts to try out new things.
Yeah.
Now, I understand that you have one of the only combined 4-H FFA kind of organizations or groups going on.
Yes, ma'am. So my sophomore year at the University of Tennessee, we started this program. And so Justin Crow, our advisor, he decided to take on this. And I think it's been an amazing experience combining two organizations that both have the same pursuit of agriculture. And we have the opportunity to go out into the community and serve students, but also still share that same passion.
It sounds like a great opportunity to combine resources. So what are you bringing to the table for the members that are participating?
Yeah, so we have a lot of opportunities. We have alumni convention through the our Tennessee FFA. And through that, students, collegiate students are able to compete and gain networking abilities. So you have job opportunities. We've had people actually get job offers or internships through that convention. But even further than that, we have the opportunity to go out and serve the community for 4-H and FFA, our younger members. So we have that connection, that ability there to do that.
When you talk about serving the community, what exactly are you guys doing?
Yeah, so one of our, probably our main primary like value, I would say, is service. And one of the big projects that we have is our Operation Christmas Child. So last year, we packed over 1,300 boxes. And so we opened this up to campus-wide of individuals can come and help us serve. On a couple of days, we have a packing party in November. But throughout the year, we go and we take donations of things that we can put into the boxes. And we just organize that and try to just serve the best that we can.
Now, looking back at your time in collegiate FFA, collegiate 4-H, and participating in this group as a whole, what would you say has been a highlight for you?
The biggest highlight is seeing, putting aside kind of a stigma or the differences between organizations mm-hmm. of both of them, and just realizing just that we have that common purpose and just combining together and really wanting to go out and serve. I think that's important to recognize just the people around you and those strengths that we all have and come together. And that's been amazing to talk about it to other people and to other universities. They're always mm-hmm. shocked that we're together, but I'm really proud that we're one of the first ones to combine both organizations.
You are an ag ed major, yeah. meaning you want to be an advisor here yes, down the line. So how do you think your involvement in the collegiate program is helping you towards that career goal?
Yeah, I think that with this program, I still have the opportunity to work with students. Sometimes when you go to college, you can have a disconnect to students because you are in your classes every day, but we have an opportunity to go to events. We have recently in East Tennessee, we have a varsity visit where mm-hmm. regional officers and FFA put it on, but we got to come in, promote our club and our collegiate office and just share who we are and the opportunities and that they can continue on within college.
All right. Well, Kenzie, thanks for sitting down with us once again. Again, the best of luck also to you in the future. Yeah. The University of Tennessee Ag Education major Kenzie Bastian joining us here in studio.